Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park at South Sulphur and Doctors Creek, Steve Killian. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you again.
Yeah, very much so. I don't think we've talked since you all went back to normal capacity in the park.
Yes. We're at 100% capacity, and it's a great thing. When I drive through the park now on a weekend, all of my campsites are full. I see families camping, kids playing, a lot of people fishing. It's good to be back. Now, that's not to say that for folks out there that haven't been vaccinated, we still don't need to be careful, but we're heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned reservations or not, but you mentioned people who are camping there. So reservations are still pretty high?
Reservations are very high. We're outpacing 2019 and even years before. Because during the pandemic, people learned about Texas State Parks.
Yeah.
And they're continuing to come visit, and our doors are open. We're accepting.
All right, very good. I saw recently on your Facebook page that you're offering kayaks for rental at Cooper Lake State Park. Now.
Yes, we're offering kayaks for rental at both the Doctors Creek unit and the South Sulphur unit, and we're excited about this. We have numerous coves that our visitors can kayak in, paddle, take pictures, fish, just enjoy a totally different aspect of Cooper Lake State Park. And we've been renting kayaks for almost a month now, and they've been very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new addition for our visitors.
Does that, I mean, it doesn't require any particular training, does it, for people to get in a kayak and paddle around?
Well, for novices, they need to stay close to the bank.
Okay.
But it doesn't take very long. It's like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Once you've experienced the balance and the paddling, you won't forget it.
How's a kayak different from a canoe?
Well, canoes are bigger, bulkier, and for me, they're harder to maneuver.
Okay.
So kayaks are built for novices, for weekenders, and they're light, they're easier to handle, and it's just the best boat that we have here for our visitors.
Yeah, kayak has, am I right, has a hole in it that someone kind of gets in and sits down?
Well, some of them do, and then we have the type that you sit on top of.
Oh,
so it makes the visitor feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah,
so they're sitting on top.
I see.
And we have single and tandem. So
okay,
so
a
mom and dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife,
right.
can kayak together.
Okay.
So we have a number of tandem kayaks available.
Good, and that's available at both units of the park.
Both units.
Okay, good. We're talking with Steve Kelly, and Steve is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. You all, especially on your Doctors Creek Facebook page, there were a number of hiring announcements, and you may have already closed one or more of those, but very often you're looking to hire people out there.
We're looking to hire most months. We are hiring now for a park ranger, a maintenance ranger at the Doctors Creek unit. We're hiring for a summer educator. So for all the teachers out there that are looking for a summer job, I think we have one or two more days left on that posting. And it's a great summer job, 40 hours a week, teaching our visitors about the outdoors. So that's an exciting position. We just filled our summer positions. We filled a couple of clerks, summer custodian. We even are in the process of hiring a summer intern. So we're going to have a lot of new faces here at Cooper Lake State Park.
Yeah, and you're also looking for volunteers.
Yes. Okay, this is National Volunteers Month, and we cannot maintain the park at the level that it's maintained at without volunteers. We just don't have enough man hours to maintain the park, and we're always looking for volunteers. So if you want to give back, and by giving back, you're going to get so much more for that,
mm-hmm.
in terms of well-being and just new friends, contact us here at Cooper Lake State Park. Tony Smith, who is my assistant complex superintendent, he's in charge of all the volunteer programming at the complex. Contact Tony, and you and Tony can find the right position here at the park for you to volunteer. I promise.
Have you had quite a few volunteers in the past?
We have. We need more.
Okay.
I've talked in the last couple of months about our trails. I'm looking at building many,
right.
many more miles of trails.
Right.
And I'm going to need volunteers for that.
Okay, very good. So we're almost out of time. I always enjoy looking at your Facebook page, and you had a lovely photo there the other day of a, I don't know what you call it, not a flock, but a group of whitetail deer in the park.
Yeah, so there was a herd of white-tailed deer just when I'm making my rounds. I stopped, and I just lost count of just a large number of white-tailed deer just looking back at me. And for our visitors that come into the park, drive through the park, they get a chance to count deer. It's a relaxing, fun, de-stressing. Come out to the park, hike, and de-stress, mm-hmm. and we'll love to take care of your day.
We've talked in the past. It seems the deer population is on the rise.
Yes, it is. Now we've maintained the park with prescribed fire, and that's created habitat for the white-tailed deer. We have a very healthy population.
Yeah. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
Great to be with you. I'm excited about having that cup of coffee in person.
All right. We're going to get back in the studio. Steve Killian is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.